Good day, News Source One Michiana. This is Sylvia, your News Source One Michiana director, as well as anchoring manager for Michiana 101. Hope you found ways to stay cool on this week, as this has been a hot week here in Michiana, as well as other states. We have hit record highs, and it has been unbearable to be outside. Friday was cool, today has been wonderful. You would think we got a heat wave. The heat wave is gone, and it feels really nice out. For today's Michiana 101, you will hear some tributes to three people that have passed away this week. You will hear legendary Bob Barker, who has passed away just today at 99 years old, and he was the host of Price is Right. We also have WWE Hall of Famer Terry Funk, and winding off, also a member of WWE, is Wyndham Rotunda, also known as Bray Wyatt, who passed away this week. You will hear some of their songs and some of the stuff that WWE has said about them. We often forget that people in the television world or celebrities have their own lives. They're humans. They go through difficult times, whatever age they may be going through. Two of these people that passed on were in their ages. One of them was unexpected. You never know when it's your time to go. You never know when it is your last. Each one of these people have contributed something good to society in their own unique way, but they also had lived lives outside of the TV. And we have to forget that these people are humans. They get followed by the paparazzi. Everyone has the speculations of how they died, but nobody knows the truth except for the people that pronounced them dead, or the coroner, or whatever. There is so much crazy going on in this world today that everybody seems to be passing away at a young age. There are so many people that are saying this person passed away due to mental illness. Sometimes there is a medical problem why this person is passed on. We don't know why these people are passed on. Sometimes they have these hidden illnesses. Sometimes we do know why they passed away. Maybe they were recently sick and it was so much too much for them. Maybe they have heart attacks at young ages. Whatever it may be, keep in mind, whenever anyone passes on, it is never okay to bring up the past of what they did or did not do. These three people have contributed to society in a powerful way. People grew up on them. Yesterday, SmackDown did a tribute to both Terry Funk as well as Wyndham Rotunda, known as Bray Wyatt, yesterday. Many of us grew up watching Bob Barker on the TV. And there was a show that everyone watched, The Price is Right. And everyone knows that, all the people knew about that show. It was a show that we grew up on. There are so many shows that people grew up on where the host has passed away. We also need to remember their families. So we, on today, remember the families of Bob Barker, Terry Funk, and Wyndham Rotunda, known as Bray Wyatt. Remember, you are loved, you are a child of God, and you can come from the world. Take care. For today's little devotional, UPF, chit chat, whatever we're called, we're gonna little chat. Sometimes in life, we go through struggles within our families, within our friends, as well as work, and we don't know what to do. So we turn to negative things, whatever that may look like, depending on what your case is, we have people that will turn to drugs, they will turn to alcohol, excessive smoking. All sorts of things could happen when life does not go the way we want it. We often forget that we can't handle everything. It takes a village to get through the difficult times in life, but sometimes we need to look for the good in every day. There's good in every day. It all depends on how you look at it. Sometimes we forget that life throws lemons, and we forget who's in control. In the middle of our story, God is in the middle of that story. Jesus is in the middle of that story. We blame God for all the craziness that happens in the world, but sometimes it's right in front of us. We're not into the Word. The Word tells us what we're supposed to be looking forward to. And it's in there, but we don't take the time to look. You have people that are political, who have their propaganda. They have their political beliefs, but we fight against them. Everyone has a right to believe what they want to believe in. We don't have the right to judge somebody because they're not like us, or they don't have the same beliefs. We are coming up to where it is primaries, and people are starting to have their claims or get ready for debates about why they are the best candidate for the position that they're inquiring for. But sometimes we need to put God in their story. Put God in there. Are we voting with our hearts? Are we voting for our political propaganda? Why is it that we can agree to disagree on certain areas of life? We've gotten to the world where nothing is going to change unless we take a step forward. There has been some change happening in the school systems. There is a local group here in Elkhart, the Elkhart Parent Coalition, who is making strides as passing bully rules and how legislature following the death of one of our own. They're working diligently, they're working on the clock to get their voices heard. And they need help, just some help from everyone around them to get that voices heard. Sometimes we need to take a break from life. There's also a thing going around now where schools have a lawsuit against social media. The social media mega platforms where they're saying these kids don't need social media. Social media is making these kids go crazy and they're doing stupid things. Social media can be a good thing. This generation has all the social media on them. They have the phones. Everything is digital. You have TikTok, you have Snapchat, you have WhatsApp app, you have Instagram, you have Facebook, you have all that. You have YouTube that the young people are getting involved in a lot. And sometimes they're doing stupid things. Sometimes they're doing good things, but we never talk about the good in the world, we talk about the negativity. Sometimes we need to take a step back. A step back into the world how it is now, not compare it to the world 60 years ago. When our grandparents were growing up, there was no social media. There wasn't no computer. You may have had a TV, but it may have 3 channels, but you were outside. You got, the parents would tell you, you're gonna go stay outside until you're outside all day, until the lights, when the street lights came on, oh, you knew you better come back home, or you're probably gonna be in some trouble. That's how life was back then. Fast forward to the new generation. The new generation is glued on their phones. They're glued on their internet, their PlayStations, their YouTube, their Instagram, their TikTok accounts, their whatever social media platforms they are. They're cyberbullying. There's so much out there. But when something positive happens, it's not broadcasted, so we don't see the positivity. There is good in everybody, a little bad in all of us. We just need to take a look at ourselves and see who are we rooting for. And all this crazy stuff in the world, it's happening right in front of us. But most of us are too blind to pick up that Bible, pick up the Word, and read it to see what's happening. We are in control of our own story. God and Jesus are in control of our story. God created the heavens and earth. It started as a good place. This world started out as good. And then slowly sin corrupted the world. Adam and Eve were to be the first known people in the Bible to have sinned against God. They knew right from wrong, but they confessed. Because eventually they questioned. How did they know? How do you know you were naked? Did you eat, God questioned, did you eat from this blah blah blah? And they blamed each other. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. The serpent knew better. Adam knew better. Eve knew too. And then keep going. There's all sorts of craziness happened. There's adultery, there was prostitution in the Bible, there's tax collectors in there. And then you get this whole New Testament where Jesus comes. And he gives his parables, Sermon on the Mount. And then you have the people, Paul went to jail, but he wrote his story from jail. We have Jonah in the New Old Testament who ran away from what God called him to do. And some of the consequences, and at some point he realized, oh, I need to follow God. There is so much positivity in the Bible that we are just not catching. We have people out there who are proclaiming the good news of Christ, but have this hidden agenda behind them. We are all suffering in all sorts of ways. Sometimes, maybe we need to think about what we're doing. It's not focusing on the political, what's happening in the world news. And stop telling everyone what's happening in the world news. Not everyone is into politics. Not everyone is into what's happening nationwide or worldwide. Not everyone likes that stuff. Sometimes we need to stop getting stuck in old generation what was back then and stop believing everything that you hear on TV. Some stuff on TV is true. Some stuff on TV is backed up by facts. Some of it is not. Check your facts before you assume something. And this goes for anybody and everybody. This world is so hooked on that TV that we don't see nothing but negativity. There's positivity in the world in our youth. It's up to us adults to empower our youth to see the good in themselves. There are so many ridiculousness going on with our political propaganda right now. If you're a political person, you're engaged in that. If you're not a political person, you're not engaged in that. And so not everyone's going to agree with you. But there has to be a point where we need to stop putting our political propaganda, having people respond to it. You know what you believe in. You know what's right and wrong. You, as listeners, have opinion. You. It's up to you to make a difference in the life of the world today. We're talking about you. Meaning, maybe you are the one who is suffering, who needs to take a step back in life and focus on the good and stop paying attention to the negativity on the TV and find better shows to watch. Maybe you need to stop telling other people what's going to happen in the world. And when it happens, it happens. At the end of the day, if you know where you're going to go, if you know you're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to heaven. If for some odd reason you think you're going to go to H-E-W hockey sticks, to the devil's mud of hell, maybe you may need to get yourself right with God. Jesus is waiting. God knows everything. This world is not black and white. There's a gray area that we're all involved in. Everyone is smart in their own unique way, but we put everybody down. Not everybody cares about world events. Not everyone is into politics and all that. That's okay too. But you don't have to remind everyone every day of why he or she's a better candidate. Because we don't know if they're telling the truth or not. We don't know if they're going to tell the truth or not until they're in office. We have a big debate now of which political candidate is the best. We have political candidates who have messed up in the past and they're serving their time. But we look at their lifestyle and think they're the best. But where is God in that story? Where is Jesus in the story? So we have talked about a lot in this short amount of time, but we have a chit chat. And every once in a while, we have a chit chat about everyday people, what they want to do, what they think we should do, and it's never good. I am not a political person, so nor do I want to hear about all the political stuff that's happening in the world. We need to pray for our people who are in power, the people who run our society, who run our government, that they know what's best for the people and not for their own propaganda, own agenda. We as adults need to teach our young people to find better ways to engage ourselves by not just being hooked up to the game systems, their internet, their Snapchats, their Instagram, their TikTok, social media. This generation, everything electronic. You don't find kids outside anymore. If there's a kid outside, what are they doing? They're in sports riding their bikes. Kids like being outside, but you have to make the kid go outside. This world has turned corrupt because people are selfish. They're selfish in their own ways because they want you to follow their paths. We all have a choice to follow the path of Jesus. If you're not ready to follow Jesus, that's okay too. He's still waiting for you. He knows how struggle it is and what's happening in your life. Although I have talked about every little nitpicky chit-chat in this little chit-chat talk, it's up to you to decide what's important for you. If you don't want to be involved in the political propaganda of anything, don't get yourself involved in the political propaganda. If you are struggling in an area of life, get help that you need. If you are someone that's struggling with suicide thoughts, call Suicide Prevention 988 and get the help that you need. If you are somebody who is struggling with your spiritual life, I pray that God and Jesus will intervene and give you the peace that you need, whoever that may be. Find somebody who will show you the way to go. If you are struggling with any type of struggles in life, find something to preoccupy your mind. Maybe you need to take a walk and listen to God's nature. Maybe you need to treat yourself to get your favorite drink, your favorite snack, your favorite fast food alone. Maybe you need to get some Dot Coleman books, Scribble Scrabble, journal, whatever it may be. Maybe you need to go outside right now and scream at the top of your lungs and you'll be just fine. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. We all struggle. If you're someone that's grieving right now, grieving is a process. I pray that God and you remember Jesus is with you always. Sometimes do what's best for you, whatever that may be. You know you better than anyone else. Take care.
His love. School Superintendent Todd Cummings answered many questions tonight from St. Joseph County Council on the decision to close Clay High School. Some council members asking why $220 million generated from a tax referendum approved by voters in 2020 couldn't be used to keep Clay open. Cummings saying much of the referendum money went to offset lost operational funding due to property tax caps and raising teachers' salaries. Cummings says the people of Clay Township selected this decision, referencing 17 surveys that were conducted before the closing.
The folks who live in Clay Township selected the choice to close Clay High School. But Clay High School started closing long before me.
Robert Smitty Smith, the president of Save Clay, disagrees.
It does not represent the community. And I can stand on that word. That's how Save Clay was born. That's why we're here with no vested interest, no vested skin in the game.
An attorney working with Save Clay Group says they are still waiting on the most recent audit report and the financial breakdown of the referendum money. He says this fight isn't just about Clay High School, but about other South Bend schools that he fears are at risk of closing in the future. At tonight's meeting, searching for answers.
The county council wanted answers. They wanted answers of the questions the public is raising, their constituents, what they're hearing. Not just us, not just Save Clay. What is the public saying about the closing of Clay High School?
Governor Eric Holcomb.
Chapter of South Bend's Clay High School underway. Classes started Wednesday, and the building will close at the end of this school year.
And new for you at 6 o'clock, Operation Education reporter Kristen Bean shows us how some are turning their disappointment now into dedication.
It has been about 4 months since the South Bend School Board voted to close Clay High School. It's one of several big changes made by the corporation to right-size itself. The decision to close Clay has been met with anger, disapproval, and even legal challenges from some in the community. Meanwhile, inside Clay High School, there are many trying to make this year positive for students and staff. It was the last first day of school for Mom Karen Pager.
So I am the mother of two, I guess you'd say, young men.
Pager's oldest is already in college. Her youngest started his senior year of high school last week.
I think all moms get teary-eyed when you think about the end of an era.
It's the end in more ways than one. Pager's son will spend his final year of high school here at Clay High School during its final year.
I think when we first found out that the school was closing, like everybody else, we were angry and frustrated.
After the decision was made this spring and in the months that have followed, there has been concern that students and teachers would leave. And some have. According to the South Bend Community School Corporation, there are 46 teachers employed at Clay High School right now. There were 79 last year. And enrollment has dropped as well. But Pager says her family is sticking around for this last best year.
We are not focusing on the closing. We are focusing on living and making this the absolute best year ever. And I love that there's so many people involved that have that same goal.
She's right. The back-to-school block party last week was extremely well attended. Community members have reached out to show support through donations. And there's a dedicated group inside the school working to make sure this year is positive.
It is going to be a hard year to forget. That's the goal.
Angela Buzzi has worked for South Bend Schools since 1989.
I did retire for 31 days.
She's now the transition administrator at Clay High School.
This has been a hard time for them, so that's what I'm doing here.
Buzzi has been leading a steering committee made up of parents, students, and staff. They plan the back-to-school transition and are planning future school events to keep this school year positive and focus on the long legacy and successes of Clay High School.
I don't think anybody's happy that it's closing, and I really truly see the angst of that. However, I do know that people are not letting it blind them to not do what we can do with students to end this year with a bang. I mean, and that's the goal, is to just make it the best that we can make it.
Micah Cowles is helping.
I was definitely disappointed. I mean, Clay's a great school. There's a great community here. But, I mean, we're just trying to make the best of what we can with it and trying to make this year the best year that we can possibly have.
Cowles is a senior this year and helping to make sure Clay High School's new freshmen are comfortable.
I think we're building relationships at a deeper level to ensure that people are supported.
That support is growing in and out of the building. No matter what decisions are made on the outside, there are plenty inside that have their sights set on a happy ending.
The best last year.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the goal, to be the best last year.
As part of the celebration of Clay's legacy, she says they plan to bring the huge Clay canned food drive back this year and the homecoming parade. There's information on our website about how you can pitch in for student activities. In the studio, Kristen Bean, WSBT 22 News.
This morning, the Plymouth High School speech and debate team has been known for its excellence, being named one of the top schools in the country at a recent competition. And a junior at Plymouth High School and a member of the team recently got recognized for his work, being named to the National Speech and Debate Association Student Leadership Council. He's joining us here this morning to talk about that. And with us now is Daryl. And Daryl, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what this Student Leadership Council is all about. What is that?
The Student Leadership Council is a group of 24 students who were chosen to kind of represent schools all around the nation. We try to talk about and kind of create new regulations on how speech and debate can become a more inclusive activity for everyone. And it's kind of a way to get student insight into, you know, the organization. And I think it's a pretty cool way of doing that.
And what was the process to get chosen to be a part of this council?
So first you had to get nominated by one of your coaches to our district kind of committee.
Okay.
And then they would have to nominate you as one of the representatives. And after being chosen, I had to kind of do a video to explain why I should be a part of the Student Leadership Council, and from then I was chosen as one of the 24 students.
So I understand you finished as a semifinalist in a recent competition. Can you tell us about that?
I was a semifinalist at the National Speech and Debate Tournament.
Okay.
Which is the top 14 in each individual event. I compete in duo interpretation with my friend Jonathan Velasquez. He's my duo partner.
Okay.
And we are now automatically invited to the next tournament, the next national tournament.
Can you give us an idea what the subject matter would be for something, a competition like that, where you have a partner? What you plan it in advance? Is it something that you create or research? And can you give us a typical subject or what that would be about?
So in the event that I compete in, we do kind of research it in advance. Like you said, it is prepared. Mm-hmm. It can be a play, a story, any sort of acting or portrayal of a story. And you're trying to connect with the audience and tell a story with that. Mm-hmm. So we did a play, and since we are in duo, it's on the interp or acting side of speech and debate.
Okay. And now PHS was awarded a School of Excellence Award. What does that mean for you and your team?
So at the national tournament that we competed at here in June, we were named one of the top 20 schools in the nation. So that means that our team collectively did very well at the tournament, and we were in that top 20. We don't know the exact place. We just know we're somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't gotten that in a long time, so it was really cool to be able to...
To do
well at the tournament.
Yeah, excellent. So now are you planning to take your skills on to college, do you think?
That is something that I'm planning on doing.
Sure.
I'm either planning to be an engineer or go into communication studies. I know, two different realms. But if I do go into communication studies, which I'm really considering, speech and debate will obviously be a big help to that.
Very good. Well, Daryl, congratulations on all this, and thank you for joining us this morning, and good luck in your future.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Very good. It is now...
A group of parents at Elkhart working to eliminate bullying in all Indiana schools. The Parent Coalition for Child Safety and Wellness meeting with members of the community earlier tonight. Stories new here at 10. WSBT 22's Asher Bookspan is live in the studio. Asher, the coalition issuing a call to action earlier tonight.
That's right. The group has already helped get anti-bullying legislation passed on the state level and now is working to mobilize the community to help get rid of bullying in the Hoosier State.
With the return to school, the Parent Coalition for Child Safety and Wellness is continuing its fight to make sure children are safe in school across the state. The coalition began in June of 2022 after Rio Allred took her own life due to bullying, spurring these parents into action.
We hope to be a liaison for the community with schools, with institutions, and within the community to really understand child safety and wellness. We feel that a lot has been misunderstood surrounding bullying.
Not only is their goal to bring awareness, they have been working to get legislature passed to change that perception. Last year, they were able to make progress on that goal with House Bill 1483, which requires schools to document cases of bullying and abuse.
In social work, there's a rule of thumb. If you didn't document it, it didn't happen. And so us getting the documentation is a step one. And the documentation is key because without it, there's no proof that this is happening and to the level in which it actually exists, which is massive.
The group will be fighting to add to the bill this year, but also is working to get the community more involved and take an active role in making sure their children are protected all across Indiana by working not only with legislators, but with the schools themselves.
We're not here to blame anyone. We're here because we know that it takes a literal village to be able to protect our kids. And we don't have a political agenda. We don't have a religious agenda. We have one agenda, and that's safety of our children in our schools.
The coalition is hosting another informational meeting this Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Village Empowerment Center in Elkhart. If you're interested in getting involved, we'll have that information on our website. In the studio, I'm Asher Bookspan, WSBT 22 News.
The WWE family is saddened to learn of the passing of one of the most iconic figures in sports entertainment, WWE Hall of Famer Terry Funk.
I didn't want to be president. I didn't want to be anything. I knew what I wanted to be since I could walk. I wanted to wrestle.
Born into a wrestling family, Terry Funk burst onto the scene with his brother Dory Funk Jr. as part of their father's homegrown promotion in Amarillo, Texas.
The Funks are legends. I've always looked up to Terry Funk. I love watching him work in the ring. I love the unpredictability.
Unbelievable work ethic, and Terry Funk was a great, great performer. I learned a lot from Terry Funk.
Terry's rugged, no-nonsense style captivated the NWA audience, catapulting him to great success.
Terry Funk has just achieved the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm going to go ahead and prove to you people that I will be the finest champion that this world has ever seen.
Terry's popularity captured the attention of Hollywood.
You're a dead man.
There is just one of me.
Terry would continue to captivate audiences all around the globe.
I am middle-aged and crazy like a fox.
Making an impact in WCW, ECW, and WWE, where his matches with WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley would pioneer the hardcore style.
Terry was ahead of his time in the sense that he did things that nobody ever did before.
These former foes would then go on to join forces, reaching ultimate triumph at WrestleMania 14.
Terry Funk, Cactus Jack, are the new tag team champions.
Terry Funk is one of the nicest guys, one of the kindest guys. I feel fortunate he had a way of bringing out the best of me.
In 2009, alongside his brother Dory Funk Jr., Terry would take his rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Before it was fashionable to call ourselves ECW, Terry Funk was extreme. I want to thank you so much. You're making old man feel good. Thank you.
I'm going to go on record as saying, in my own personal opinion, Terry Funk, the greatest superstar of all time.
A five-decade career that may never be replicated. Terry's tireless dedication left an indelible mark on the sports entertainment world. The WWE family will remember Terry Funk as a family man, a fearless entertainer, and an unforgettable pioneer.
We love you guys! We love you! People just want to see the Fiend. And I know what most people want to see out of me. I know that people really just want to see the monster. People just want to see the Fiend.
Full of black and white. I am the eater of worlds. I, Bray Wyatt, am forever.
Thank you. here is a bit of encouragement called new. I'm finally trying new. When you start something new, it is okay to be nervous. It is okay to be afraid. It is okay to be excited. It is okay to be hopeful. It is okay to be. Everyone who does anything has a moment in time where it was new. The first time writing, picking up a basketball, speaking, painting, driving, going to college, flying, you name it. For everyone, it once was new. So be brave, be bold, and know that great things all require that first step of being unsure of the new, but starting anyway. Take care. looking for a little word of encouragement? Here's something just for you. This is also from Finding Joy, titled You. You are enough. You are enough when you worry. You are enough when you wonder. You are enough when you try. You are enough when you stumble. You are enough when you win. You are enough when you give. You are enough when you love. You are enough when you dream. You are enough when you hope. You are enough when you are you. You are enough. Take care. This is just a reminder that it's okay not to be okay.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Yeah, I know this life can really beat you down. You wanna scream, but you won't make a sound. Got so much weight that you've been holding, but won't show any emotion. As a man that goes unspoken, that we can't cry when life gets hard. Unconditional love for women, children, and dogs. We know that we just have to play our parts, and don't nobody give a damn about our broken hearts. Yeah, as a man, we gotta pave our way. Our only function is to work and slave. There's no respect for you if you ain't paid. You're disregarded as a human and you can't complain. And if you ever make it up and actually reach that base and find a woman that you love and give her your last name, you'll feel the things that you provide is only why she stays. And when you try to explain, you'll say, I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can't explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our sun is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like him. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed. All the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, they go back to war with their mental health. They grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell, then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life. As a man, you provide. They don't know what you're worth till the day that you die, and that's when they start crying. Then move on to a man to confide in. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and you don't care about what we know. It's not about how we feel, but what we provide inside that home. Inside that home.
Looking for something fun to do? Are you into cars? You can attend the 8th Annual Classic Car Cruising, and that will take place at the Elkhart County 4-H Fairgrounds on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there will be some food vendors present. Be sure to check out the Classic Car Cruising if you're into old cars. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And this will wrap up Michiana 101. Today has been a great day. The weather has been perfect. It has brought to my attention that Notre Dame has dominated over in Ireland and have won their game. We have also had some preseason openers today with the Buffalo Bills versus the Chicago Bears. I know who won that game, but I'm not going to say who won that game. For it's preseason. We are approaching football season. Our Michigan schools are getting ready to head back to school the next few weeks. Hope you find ways to enjoy these last few weeks of summer. Pumpkin season has also began, as most stores are rolling out with their pumpkin spice stuff. I know 7-Eleven has their pumpkin spice cappuccino out. Kroger's had their pumpkin snack cakes and all of those out. It's pumpkin season. Everywhere you go, it's pumpkin spice. Sometimes we just need to take a break from life and enjoy ourselves. Take a break and enjoy yourselves. It is also National Music on the Porch Day. So if you were able to hear some music, or you yourself participated in Music on the Porch Day. There's a lot of upcoming events that are coming up in the next few weeks and months that you'll be hearing about. Hope you find ways to enjoy these last few months of summer. Take care and have a wonderful day.